Good evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers for Central Minnesota Conference boys basketball here on a Friday night as the Belgrade Brutinel Rosa Jaguars have made the trip east to face the Pioneers. It's the second meeting of the year between these two squads. The first meeting prior to Christmas, Pioneers winning 76-52 that game in Bruton. Pioneers are coming off an overtime loss here to the Kimball Cubs. Close one here, 70-67 was that final score, with Kimball getting a huge night from their big post, Jared Merchant. Merchant went off for 30 points and 20 rebounds here at the Memorial Athletic Center. For the Jaguars, they come in coached by Chris Anderson. 3-15 on the season. 1-8 in the CMC. They have not won since defeating Benson in a holiday tournament. They beat the Braves 78-56, but they've played some better basketball as of late, including a one-point loss in Bruton against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, and that was on Tuesday night. Overall, the Jags have lost 9 in a row. Piers is 9-9. They've floated right around that 500 mark now for about 3 weeks. Getting one above and then dropping one below and back and forth. And right now, following the loss to Kimball, they are sitting at 9-9 overall. 3-6 in the CMC. That plants them all alone in sixth place, with Holding Ford and BBE both sporting 1-8 conference records for a tie for seventh. There's a new leader in the CMC with Maple Lake defeating Eden Valley Watkins on a buzzer beater last week, and then Rockford defeated Eden Valley Watkins. So the Eagles have lost two of their last three after opening the year 15-0, and now it's Maple Lake on top of the conference with an 8-1 mark. Eden Valley Watkins in second, 7-2. The Irish are 16-1. Those two losses leave Eden Valley Watkins with a 16-2 overall record. Kimball's in third. Rockford and Howard Lake Waverly are tied for fourth. And we mentioned the Piers, Holding Ford, and BBE standings in sixth, seventh place. It's a full slate of conference action tonight. Everybody going head-to-head for the second time. In the first go-round, Piers defeated BBE 72-54. The other matchups tonight, Eden Valley Watkins going to Holding Ford. Eagles defeated the Huskers the first go-round, 50-27. Maple Lake has gone to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight. The Irish won the opening game between those two teams by 15, 78-63. And tonight, Kimball is at Rockford. And that one was a surprising 15-point win for Kimball on the Cubs' home floor, 68-53. Rockford always one of the tougher places to play in the conference, though we'll see how that score turns out. Always interesting second time around, especially you talk about this BBE team. The first time, and just to point to that fact, the first time Belgrade Brutinel Rosa played Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, it was December 9th, the third game of the year. They lost 72-28. 44-point loss. Second time around, they lost Tuesday night by one. So a 43-point shaving of the points there. Well, that's a bad phrase to use, isn't it, in sports, shaving of the points. But you get what I mean. They went from 44 losing the first time to only one the second time. They've got Tanner Heintjes back in the lineup. Tanner is currently third in the conference in scoring, averaging 20.8 per game. He's got a high of 32. That came at Sox Center. We'll come back and visit with the head coaches for tonight. Chris Anderson of the Jaguars will join us, as will Matt Pepping of the Pioneers. That's all coming up on the pregame show. It's Piers and Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa tonight on YouAreThereSports.com.
Days are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, we are back at the Memorial Athletic Center. Let's chat with the head coach of BBE, Chris Anderson, about tonight's matchup with the Piers Pioneers.
Joining me on the pregame, Chris Anderson, head coach of the Belgrade Brutinel Rosa Jaguars. And coach, you brought your team over to here to Piers tonight, second meeting with the Pioneers. Team has hit our little rough patch here over since the Christmas break.
You know, we have, as far as wins and losses goes, but you know, we're playing more competitive basketball, and our intensity and our defensive end has really picked up, which has been great to see of our guys. And so hopefully tonight we build on that and we can put a whole game together.
You've had in your last three, though, some pretty close games, including a one-point loss to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Was that your best defensive outing of the year? I mean, you held them to 44.
Yeah, we did. You know, it was. I was very pleased to see that. Our guys, yeah, they dug in. They dug in, and then they really trusted each other as far as help side and containing penetration and getting out to shooters. Unfortunately, offensively, we struggled to shoot a little bit. Our field goal percentage was down. But, you know, we just got to stay confident and trust each other that we're going to make that extra pass and the guy is going to convert that shot.
You did not have Tanner Heintjes available when we saw you in Bruton. He's been back scoring at a great clip for you. Talk about what he brings back. It was a 24-point loss at Bruton on your place. I mean, he's a 20-plus point-a-game scorer. That just indicates simple math that this will be a closer goal round this time.
You know, Tanner does. He brings that scoring threat for us. But recently, what I'm most pleased with Tanner is his ability to share the ball to his teammates. He's really moving that ball around, and his assists are getting up, which is great to see. And I think that really shows in our team when Tanner has a game between the 18 to 24 points and he gets 6-7 assists, that means that ball is moving around.
I know I came over and I saw his first game back was over at Sauk, I think, and he had 31, 32 that night. There tends to be when a guy is carrying a big bulk, a lot of guys stand around and watch him.
Exactly, yeah. You know, I think that was early on when he got back. You know, so our guys were adjusting to him a little bit. You're right. When he does hold the ball, sometimes our guys get stagnant and our offense just stands. And it's a watch Tanner show. But like I said, Tanner's doing a great job getting his teammates involved. We're getting more movement and just moving that ball side to side, inside and outside.
Over at your place, Jordan Wozmik had a big game. How has his performance been since that 26-11 game?
You know, Jordan, he's a senior and. He's done a great job as far as his defensive play, and he's getting more rebounds for us, which is great. His scoring has dipped down a little bit, but he's still getting around 10 a game. So that's all we ask for him is that, you know, 8 to 12 points a game, and he's doing his job. He knows his role, so he's doing a fine job.
What about Pierce the second time? It's always interesting to see a team the second time, see the adjustments that are made by both coaches.
Yeah, we know Piers likes to push it. They like the high-tempo style of play, and they really get after you defensively, looking for the full-court press maybe tonight. So hopefully we can, you know, manage that, weather that a little bit, and get down on the offensive end and just slow the game down. That's where our game plan is, to slow it down a little bit, working that ball and keeping the score down in the 50s.
Not a whole lot of regular season games left. You look at your half of Section 5A, and what a geographical spread it is. I mean, we used to think it was a long ways to go to East Central. Imagine now for you guys, a team from BBE, having to maybe travel that far.
It is, you know, and it throws kind of a wrench in things as far as getting out and watching teams play.
Yep.
But that's just one of those things where you just have to use your resources you know, we got to really worry about finishing the season strong, and then hopefully, if all goes well, we get that 5-4-5-6 seed somewhere in there. So, you know, that's something we have to look forward to when the time approaches.
Even though you don't have a big number in the win column, it works out that there are some teams with even fewer wins or right around your same number of wins. So there is an opportunity there. If you can get a couple of wins late in this year, move up that ladder a little bit.
That's just it. We get to finish the season strong, you know, and I like the way we've been playing recently and playing with more confidence. And even though we only have 3 wins in the season, I don't get that feeling from these guys, that chemistry, that feeling. I don't see that with them.
Coach, good luck here tonight against Pierce.
Thank you.
All right. Chris Anderson of the Jaguars on You Are Their Sports.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Joining me on the pregame is Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. And, Coach, after the overtime loss here the other night to Kimball, guys got to come back at it and get this BBE team that is, although struggling for wins, probably a better team than we saw them over in Bruton before Christmas.
Yeah, we didn't see Hanches, and they've been playing some good basketball. They lost Howard Lake by one the other night. So, we have our hands full tonight. We're going to have to play well to win.
Talk about that Kimball game a little bit. What was the story, the deciding factor in that one? A tough loss to the Cubs.
Didn't play well the first half. Second half we played really well. Had a big lead, a 9-point lead, I think, in the second half, and just couldn't hold it. Didn't take care of the ball, and, you know, things unraveled a little bit, and hopefully we can learn from that, learning experience, and finish a game tonight.
Is this team kind of a second-half team? Have their better performances been in second halves?
Yeah, especially that Cathedral tournament. The whole year we've played well in the second half. We've been trailing at halftime a lot. So, but we've also gotten out to early leads, too. So hopefully we get out to a fast start tonight.
Noah Bowser, career-high 25 for you. He must have been lighting it up against Kimball.
Yeah, from everywhere. Noah, if he's hitting shots, that makes us so hard to defend with Johnny and Aaron and those guys. So, hopefully he's hitting them tonight and we can get them open looks.
All right, we are underway here at the Mac in Pierce. Pioneers control the opening tip-off. They go inside to Robbie Skiba. He comes short off the rim, and the rebound is taken by Brendan Locke. Here comes BBE firing away for two. Out front, Austin Trustheim. Just inside the three-point circle, and there's a near steal by Heinches. It comes over to Noah Bowser now on the right side. A 2-0 start for the Jaguars. Weber now right side. BBE man-to-man. Skiba, Bowser, Casper, Harold, and Weber for Pierce. Bowser right wing, defended by Trustheim. Here's Casper, dribble drive, floater in the lane. No rebound, tip to the wing, out of bounds. We've got a foul coming up. And it's on Robbie Skiba inside.
Robbie Skiba.
And that's the first on Robbie Skiba. Starting lineup for the Jaguars tonight. Tanner Heinches, Jake Fisher, Austin Trustheim, Jacob Tenson, and Brendan Locke. And we get a foul on Nick Harold coming in. Pioneers with full court pressure. Harold called for a block. That's two quick fouls here on the Pioneers. Heinches up the sideline now. Front of the score table, front court. Right to left go the Jaguars. Left side, this is Trustheim. He's got the game's only points. Only one of the score clocks is operating here tonight. And it's on the Jaguar offensive end right now as you come into the Memorial Athletic Center here. A temporary score clock that gives the score and the time is hanging from the wrestling mats. Kind of a makeshift. Here's Heinches getting loose inside. Trustheim tries to follow. That doesn't go. And the Pioneers get a rebound and bring it up with junior guard Nick Harold. Harold hands it back to Johnny Casper. Now a Bowser three is off. Rebound. Weber pulled it away from Heinches. Missed it. Out of bounds off of the Jaguars. So the Pioneers almost 2 minutes in looking for their first points. Jaguars up 2-0. And we get Ryan Olmscheid checking in as Jake Fisher leaves. Fisher looks like he turned an ankle or something. He hobbles to the bench. And here's Weber giving it back. Noah Bozer, no. Long rebound tracked down by Casper. Second chance for the Pioneers. Skiba back for Weber. A three for Aaron is off. Pioneers cold from the outside. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Trustheim, though. And so Piers will get another shot at it. Pass in right baseline for Weber. Lobs it free throw line high. Casper back for Bozer. Three is in. Noah Bozer. 25 points here for Bozer on Tuesday night. Here's a break against pressure. They get it to the wing right side. Locke cutting the corner. Brendan Locke trapped out there. Found Trustheim on the wing. He'll drive and dish. Ohmscheid from 12. No. Rebound Heintjes. He muscles up and scores. Tanner Heintjes. His first two. He averages about 21 a game. And it's 4-3 Jaguars. High pick and roll. Casper and Skiba. Johnny to the glass for two. Casper makes it 5-4 Pioneers. Up court now. And a foul is called on the floor before the shot as Tenson took it into the lane. And that's Harold's second.
Foul's called on number three, Nick Harold.
So Nick with two quick fouls will come out. And that'll bring Michael Meyer in. Here's a drive by Trustheim. Floater over Weber. Hit the back of the rim. Skiba collects the rebound. Robbie outlet up quickly. Meyer in transition. Finds Bozer. Back out top. They work it. Casper to Weber. Back to Casper at the point. Left side, Noah Bozer. Bozer, couple of dribbles. Skiba asks for it on the low block. Blocked off there, so they go back out. Bozer, back to Skiba, left block. Back to Bozer, three-pointer, Noah. Too hard, rebound tip to Meyer. Michael, back out for Casper. He launches a three. That's good. Johnny Casper. He's got five. He's not asked to take a lot of threes, but he got that one to go. Pioneers take an 8-4 lead. Here's Heintjes. 15-foot pull-up in the lane. Good. Heintjes elevating up and dropping it in for his second field goal. Casper jump stop inside. Blocking foul on Brendan Locke. And Casper's going to go to the free throw line. First Jaguar foul, and it goes on 6'1 junior Brendan Locke. And Casper at the line. Johnny's a 57% free throw shooter. He averages 9.8 points a game, and he rims that one out. No good. He's got five already. 1 more for the junior. It's up, and that's good. 6 for Casper, and it's a 9-6 Pioneer lead. And Heintjes will bring it across the midcourt stripe for the white-clad Jaguars. Top of the key, right side now. He gives the ball up to Trustheim. Locke comes out to the point, rotating it to Ohmscheid, left side. Ohmscheid back for Jacob Tenson. Tenson defended by Michael Meyer, man-to-man by Piers. Perimeter passing right now by the Jaguars as they cut through the lane. Ohmscheid comes out high, gives it to Locke, guarded by Skiba, 23 feet out on the floor. Heintjes now, defended by Casper. And coming, rotating ahead, out high, Tenson. Left side, Trustheim, heel fire, and it's long. Rebound, though, for Ohmscheid. The long rebound off the missed three in the Jaguars. Quick look to the bench to Coach Anderson for the play call, and they'll set up now. Two men at the free throw line. Heintjes and Trustheim, and there's a steal on a pass. It's Skiba getting out of control, and he double dribbled. Turnover. He lost the dribble going in from the left side as he jumped the passing lane. And with 13:06 to go in the first half, it's 9-6 Jaguars bring it up court. JV and C squad split tonight. Here's the high post pass back to the basket. Trustheim rotating. Stopped his dribble now. Back to the basket. Wraps a nice pass inside. And a foul's going to be called on Bozer as Ohmscheid sliced to the basket. Before the shot, though, Noah Bolzer will get the foul. First on Noah, fourth team foul. Harold picked up two quick ones, so he's been on the bench for about 3 minutes now. It's a baseline right pass in. That's the fourth Pioneer foul. Bounce pass into Tenson. Baseline, no. Air ball to Weber. Weber pushes it up. Meyer gets ahead in transition and off the rim. Skiba follows up with a hard-working rebound. Rolls the ball over to Bozer in the left corner, and then he wildly throws it out of play. Kind of a hook pass over his head, and Coach Pepping is going to send Broderick Leshinsky in to replace Bozer. And now we get Jake Fisher back in for Olmscheid. And before the ball is put in play, also coming in is Zach Walls.
Number 32, Zach Walls.
So Walls into the ball game, joining Brendan Locke, Jake Fisher, Tanner Heintjes, Jacob Tenson. Heintjes, one-on-one, out top, against Casper, fall away, good, Heintjes with six. He took it down the left side of the paint, and from about 12 feet away, here's Casper, baseline, looked inside, it rolled through two Pioneers, and got it to the third, Leshinsky, who scores. Leshinsky with a soft touch. His first two, he had 10 off the bench when they played in Bruton before Christmas. Jordan Wozmik had 26 that game. But he's not in the lineup tonight for the Jaguars. 11:50 to go, 11-8. Here's Heintjes going reverse, spins it up. No, rebound tipped by Meyer to Skiba. He's off and running. He'll slow down now. Casper, top of the key, crossover dribble. He's working against Zach Walls defensively. Jaguars matching up. Casper got a screen from Skiba. Drives, whistle, push foul on the Jaguars. Nifty little crossover. They're going to get this foul on Locke, and that's two on Brendan Locke. Both Jaguar fouls have been called against Locke, and that'll bring Jacob Tenson back into the lineup. And taking a seat will be Brendan Locke. 11-8, Pioneers 11:32 on the clock. Weber baseline pass in, flips it into Johnny Casper on the wing behind the arc in front of the Jaguar bench. Coach Anderson there instructing his defense. Inside, Casper finds Meyer, who drops it in and is fouled. Michael Meyer with the bucket and the Jaguar foul.
The foul's called on number 20, Austin.
That's Trustheim with his first third team foul, and Meyer will shoot an and one as now Bozer returns for Weber. Pierce 13, Jaguars 8. Pioneers wearing the black tonight. White letters and numerals trimmed in red. Halfway down and out comes the free throw. And now back the other way comes BBE, down 5. 11:15 to play in the half here at Piers tonight. Nice crowd. There's dancing tonight, the young ladies. So that always adds to the crowd. Out top, Jacob Tenson holds it about 30 feet out on the floor, just near the scorer's table. Olmscheid's ready to return for the Jaguars. It also looks like Ethan Lochner will check in. Here's Heintjes spinning. He misses. Rebound followed up but off by Trustheim. Bozer the rebound, and he quickly outlets it ahead. Casper to Leshinsky. Back to Johnny. Three-pointer. No. Rebound. Tipped by Skiba into the Jaguar bench. It's BBE basketball. Olmscheid and Lochner come in. Fisher sits for the Jaguars. Skiba will take a seat for the Pioneers. 5-point lead. Pioneers are back at it tomorrow. They go to Painesville for a 2:30 tip-off tomorrow. Top of the key, this is Zach Walls giving the ball over to Trustheim. Ooh, bodies collide inside as Bozer and Tenson go shoulder to shoulder. They're both back up. Now it's Tenson over Bozer. No, rebound, Leshinsky out of bounds. Touch last by Broderick as Olmscheid battled inside. 10:19 to play in the half from Piers tonight. Heintjes fires it in, right elbow jumper, up and in. That is Zach Walls. Free throw line extended from the right side, and Zach Walls has two, and it's 13-10. Jaguars pull within three. Casper, dribble drive, stopped. Crossed the way off the hands of Meyer and out of bounds. He was there, just off the fingertips, though, of Michael. So the Jaguars can tie it with a three this trip down. Hinges has six, Trust Time and Walls with two. For the Pioneers, six for Casper, three for Bozer, two for Leshinsky and Meyer. 13-10 as we're under 10 to play. An errant pass inside from Walls is picked off. They tried to lob it inside. It was picked off by Leshinsky. Now it's Casper. Dribbling left side for Leshinsky. Back to Johnny. Leshinsky, left wing. Lochner asking for the ball. Had it off his hands. Tipped away. Here comes Heinches. Heinches puts it up and in. Heinches with the steal and the layup to give him eight. And it's a one-point game. 13-12 Piers. 9:25 to go. Meyer rotates high. Now it's Lochner over to Casper right side. To the top for Bozer. Three-pointer is up and off. Rebound tracked down by Ryan Olmscheid. He saves it in, but no. Timeout for the Jaguars. Coach Anderson uses his first timeout as the Pioneers and Jaguars in a one-point ball game. Piers 13 and BBE 12. Back after this.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Piers and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student-athletes.
Out of the Jaguar timeout. They're looking for their first lead. It's Heinches firing from the corner, and he's got a three. Tanner Heinches has put Belgrade Brutinel Rosa ahead 15-13 at the 8:52 mark. 11 for Heinches. Leshinsky now running the point. He's got Bozer, Casper, Lochner, and Weber on the court with him. Spinning is Casper. He missed it. Lochner on the opposite side. Put it on the floor. Heinches knocked it loose. Picked up by Zach Walls, and we got a foul on the Pioneers. Skiba's going to check in for Piers. Fouls on Johnny Casper, his first, team's fifth. And now Ryan Illies will come in for the first time, the 6'1 freshman. So the Jaguars, he will replace Austin Trustheim. Illies joins Heinches, Olmscheid, Walls, and Tenson on the court. Three subs, two starters out there right now for BBE. They're up by two here over 9.5 minutes into the ball game. Walls picked up his dribble on the wing, left side, rotating around, back cut, Olmscheid nicely for Illies, got Leshinsky off his feet, can't get it to drop, rebound, up ahead, Bozer has it tipped, he collides with Heinches, and we get a held ball, and the Jaguars get, no, it's, yeah, it is, BBE ball. Jaguar ball on the alternating arrow as they let him play that trip up court. Jaguar inbounds in front of their bench with Ryan Illies. Son of the great El Rosa Saint Pat Illies. Out top of the key now. This is Walls. Over for Illies. Nice cut inside. Olmscheid uses the left hand but off the rim, and we got a Jaguar foul. I think this will go on Illies. Crashing the boards. It is number 50. His first, team's fourth. 7:49 to go here. First half, the Jaguars lead Piers. It's 15-13. Casper, Skiba, Weber, Leshinsky, Bozer for Piers. Weber takes it left side. Skiba screens Heinches. That frees up Aaron. He tried to sneak a bounce pass through, and it's tied up as Heinches and Weber. And this time the arrow goes to Piers, and returning to the lineup is Austin Trustheim. And he will replace Zach Walls. Weber, baseline left pass in. 7:36 to go in the half. Weber handed the ball. Wants Leshinsky, left side. Out top for Bozer. Noah back for Weber. Drove by Trustheim. His pass inside, deflected. That was Ilias. Got a hand on it. Over to Heinches. Driving on Casper. Off. Rebound. Bozer out of the pack. 1-on-3. Noah scoops it back for Leshinsky. Now they'll set up the half court. 7:15 left first half. Leshinsky for Casper, right wing to the corner right side. Noah Bozer defended by Ryan Olmscheid. Leshinsky drives the lane, swatted out of there by Ilias. Into the hands of Heinches. He whips it ahead for Tenson. He launches short. Rebound Casper. 2-on-1 with Bozer against Heinches. He goes, oh, he threw it away. Got a little cute, went between the legs with a bounce pass and threw it into the crowd. And Meyer quickly up, and that will not please Coach Pepping. Johnny will sit. Meyer comes in. And Jake Fisher returns for the Jaguars for Ryan Olmscheid. Gets a pat on the back from Coach Anderson as he takes a seat. 6:50 to go. Still 15-13 BBE. It has been that way since Heinches hit a corner three. Now it's Tanner out high. Tanner zips it underneath. He found Ilias open, but he can't finish. Rebound is loose, battled for, and Bozer is fouled as a couple of Jaguars, Fisher and Tenson, were there, and it's Jake Fisher on the foul. His first.
Jake Fisher.
Fifth team foul. A scrappy Jaguar team here tonight. Pioneers won by 24 in Bruton, but right now it's BBE with 6.5 minutes to play, up by two. Michael Meyer takes the ball right side. Out top, cast out to Skiba. Now it's Weber. Off to Leshinsky, right wing. Skips it over, left side for Bozer. To Weber in the corner. Shoots over Heinches. Hit a three. Weber's first points. Weber led Piers that night with 24 in Bruton. On the other end, there's a bucket inside for Trustheim. Little floater in the lane. And it's 17-16, BBE by one. Weber's three had put Piers up. Now it's Bozer, right corner. Sealing off his defender inside is Skiba, asking for the ball. Olmscheid, or Ilias tipped it away. Got it ahead to Heinches, and he's fouled coming up court. We'll see what's on. On Piers. It's Skiba, his second. Six-team foul.
Skiba, his second.
And David Skiba will be brought into the ball game. Johnny Casper's back in. So the Pioneer lineup right now is Casper, Meyer, Weber, Bozer, and David Skiba. 17-16, Jaguars are winning right now the loose ball battles. 5:44 and counting. Heinches across midcourt. Bounce pass left side for Trustheim. Back to Heinches. Lost the dribble. Rolls on the floor with it, and that's a travel. Heinches lost the dribble, dove after the ball, and rolled over. And that created the traveling violation. So it's over to Piers, down by one, 5:35, as Casper crosses the midcourt stripe. Left side for Noah Bozer. Man-to-man by the Jaguars. Now it's in the hands of Meyer. Out top for Casper. Casper got a screen from Bozer. Takes the ball down to the baseline. And not there, so they come back out front. Heinches overplays the passing lane. That frees up Weber for a 12-footer that he hits. Well, Heinches tried to jump the pass and just missed it. And Weber had an open look. Five now for Aaron. And Piers by one. 18-17 coming up on 5 minutes left. Here's Ryan Ilias out front for Fisher, posting up inside Trustheim. Back out front for Tenson. Guarded by Bozer for Fisher now, right wing. Off the hands of Tenson, there's a race. Heinches, and he wins it. He and Casper darted after the ball. Here's Heinches going inside. He traveled. Little out of control. And he's called for his second straight traveling violation. 4:44 left. Piers will get it in with David Skiba handing it in to Johnny Casper. Piers by one, 18-17. Here's Meyer, left side of the free throw line, off for Weber. Weber, back for Casper. Casper, free throw line high, back for Aaron, over Heinches, in and out. Rebound underneath for Ryan Ilias. The freshman with a rebound for the Jaguars, and Heinches back the other way. Right to left come the Jaguars. 4:15 on the clock here at Piers tonight. Into the hands of Jacob Tenson. Tenson works the ball out front. Stops in the lane, leans in, and scores. Jacob Tenson's got his first two, and that puts the Jaguars up 19-18. Tenson had four the first time these two teams played. Jaguars by one. Piers with the ball. Casper inside off the hands of David Skiba into Trustheim's hands. Turnover for Piers and Heintjes back the other way. 3:45 left. Heintjes gives the ball right side to Trustheim, guarded by Weber. Casper is defending on Heintjes in the man-to-man matchup. Fisher has it left side in front of the Piers bench now. Ilias, right side. Heintjes, step back three over Casper, off of Meyer on the opposite side, as that one just grazed off the rim as Trustheim took a seat on the fall away right in front of Aaron Weber's older brother, Michael, who is sitting over there watching. Into the ball game now comes Zach Walls replacing Jacob Tenson. 3:26 left, first half. Jaguars 19, Pioneers 18. Heintjes quickly in, Trustheim open 15-footer, rattled it in. Six for Austin Trustheim. 3-point BBE lead, 21-18 on the road. Here's Bozer to try and tie it. He missed a three, and Skiba ties up inside with Heintjes, and the arrow points to the Jaguars. Referees trying to calm things right now. The referee underneath, as Jaguars will get possession. BBE is 3-15. They are 0-7 on the road this year. They're up by three with 3:05 to go in the half. Heintjes midcourt. 3-minute mark. Top of the key now for Tanner. One-handed pass to Ilya's left baseline. Off for Walls in the corner. Skip pass for Olmscheid. Olmscheid uses the left to go inside. Spins it up and off. Rebound Meyer up the left sideline. Here comes Weber with the Jaguars getting back. Johnny Casper and one of the referees collided over there in the backcourt. Now Casper back on his feet, gets the ball, finds an open Bozer. That's off. Meyer tries for the rebound, had it lost to Heintjes. Heintjes lost the dribble to Casper. Casper ahead. Meyer in transition. Left-hand layup for two. That's four for Meyer. We saw more behind-the-back dribbles in that sequence than we've seen all year. Both Heintjes and Casper went behind the back. Out top now. This is Trustheim. His free throw line jumper comes off the front of the rim. Meyer there. Up ahead for Weber. Pull up jumper in transition. Too long. Rebound. Ryan Ilias, who's giving the Jaguars good minutes here in the half. The freshman giving them a post presence inside. Here now is Heintjes across midcourt. We're down to 1:50 to go in the half. Jaguars by a single point, 21-20. Ilias comes out left wing, right side. Trustheim from 18, good. That is eight for Austin Trustheim. 3-point lead with 1:35. Trustheim averages 9.7 a game. He had 23 in the last Jaguar win, a win over Benson. There's a foul on a drive, and the foul is on Tenson. His first, six-team foul. Leshinsky comes back in for David Skiba. Walsh will leave. Well, they gave the foul to Walsh, not to Tenson. I didn't look up long enough to see the two added to the three. Baseline right. And the always alert Aaron Weber wanted time because one of the young dancers had strolled out onto the court on the opposite end. And quickly cleared out by some of the parents. Here's Johnny taking it inside, throws it off to Meyer, floats to the glass and scores with 1:10. That's six for Michael Meyer. And it's a one-point Jaguar lead, 23-22. Heintjes got Weber off his feet but didn't shoot. Now it's Olmscheid, under a minute. Skip pass to Heintjes, right wing. Lowers the shoulder on Casper. Inside, rim, and through. Heintjes. 13 for Heintjes, 25-22. Jaguars with the 3-point lead. Casper in the logo in the front court. 35 seconds left in the half. Here's Weber driving and dishing to Casper. Casper back to Weber, right wing. Got by Heinches, floats it up and in, and a foul. Weber for two, and he'll shoot one. I think this will go on Trust Time. Trust Time with his second.
The foul is called on number 20, Austin.
Team foul number 7.
His second.
Weber, a very good free throw shooter, the junior guard, shoots 75%. But he got that one. Boy, that one went up, around, and finally through. A three-point play for Weber. That gives him 8. And we are tied at 25 with 20 seconds to go in the half. Heinches front court now. Dribbles to the left side in front of the Pioneer bench. Jaguars want the last shot. We're down to 10. Now they start their offense with 8. Heinches. Guarded by Casper, crossover dribble, 15-footers off the glass and in with 1 second left, and the Jaguars will lead at halftime. At halftime, BBE 27, Piers 25. The teams head to the locker room at halftime, and we will begin the halftime show next. Jaguars by 2 when we come back.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bolzer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Piers Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Piers Fire Department Benefit and Celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Charge.
All right, we are back at the MAC as the Piers Just for Kicks dancers performing at halftime with the Belgrade Brutinel Rosa Jaguars up by 2 at the break. 27 to 25. Here's the scoring breakdown for the Jaguars. Tanner Heinches with 15. Austin Trustheim has 8. 2 for Jacob Tenson. Zach Walls has 2. The Jaguars did not shoot a free throw in the first half. They used one timeout, so Coach Anderson has 4 left. Foul situation. You've got Austin Trustheim and Brendan Locke with 2 fouls. Jake Fisher has 1. Ryan Ilias has 1. And Zach Walls with 1.
Next are the weak kicks.
So those Jaguars in uniform tonight have built a 2-point halftime lead. For the Pioneers, they're 25 points. Aaron Weber's got 8. Johnny Casper with 6. Michael Myers got 6. 3 for Noah Bozer and 2 for Broderick Leshinsky. Playing but not scoring in that half for the Jaguars were Jake Fisher, Ryan Ilias, and Ryan Olmscheid. And I mentioned Brendan Locke as well. For the Pioneers, playing but not scoring, Nick Harold, Robbie Skiba, David Skiba, as Nick Harold picked up 2 fouls in the first minute and a half or so, and he sat for the rest of the first half. So Nick, one of their top scorers at 11.5 a game, saw very limited minutes. He had 12 the first time these two teams played, but we expect to see him a lot in the second half as a protective measure by Coach Pepping to prevent Nick from picking up that third foul in that first half. Pierce from the free throw line was 2 for 4. 1 of 2 for Johnny Casper. 1 of 1 for Aaron Weber. 0 for 1 for Michael Meyer. In the foul category for Coach Pepping and the Pioneers, I mentioned Nick Harold has 2. Robbie Skiba has 2. Johnny Casper and Noah Bozer with 1 each as the Pioneers committed 6 team fouls. Coach Pepping has all of his timeouts, all 5, still in his back pocket. Both teams had leads. I believe the biggest lead for Piers was 13-8. The biggest lead for the Jaguars was 3. Right now it's 2. 27-25. When we come back, we'll take a look at C-Squad and JV action tonight between these two schools. We'll be back. Halftime show continues after this.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
luck. The Insurance Shop with offices in Pierce and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa leads Pierce 27-25 at halftime. Pierce won the JV game tonight, 66-35 was that final. For the Pioneers, David Skiba led the way with 18 points. They had 11 from Brady Harold. Broderick Leshinsky added 9. Matt Tauchus with 7. Brent Dorn had a 7-point game. Chris Marshick with 6. Lucas Adi had 5 points. Chris Gammon with 3. Leading the way on the boards, David Skiba with 8. Chris Marshick had 7. Matt Tauchus dished out 8 assists in the JV's 66-35 victory. For Coach Mike Brower's JV squad, Derek Wiener led the way with 13 points. Ethan Schwinghammer had 8. 6 for Brady Lenars. Sam Wozmick had 4. Ryan Ilias had 2. And 1 each for Zach Walls and Kyle Felling for the Jaguar JV tonight. Also tonight, over in the Performing Arts Center next door, the C-Squads went head-to-head, and it was Coach Matt Goodwin leading his team to a 6-point win tonight, 36-30, as the BBE C-Squad was a winner. I'm waiting on the report on the Pioneer scores, but Stick was good enough to give me his totals. He had Parker Schwinghammer with 11 points tonight. James Jackson with 8. Jaden Miller with 5. David Williams had 4. J.P. Pashtian with 2. Cody Lewis had 2. And Joe Thompson with 2. 36-30 for the C squad of BBE tonight over Piers. And as soon as I get those Piers C squad totals, I'll pass those along to you. Both teams are out of the locker room now, warming up. Jaguars up by 2, 37-35. We'll take a break, come back. We'll take a look at the other games going on tonight in high school sports. That's all coming up. We're at halftime. Jaguars by 2 on the road, looking for their first road win of the year. Well, they did win against Benson. I believe that was in Wilmer in a neutral site game, but within the conference, certainly, they are winless on the road. So we'll be back. We'll check out the conference schedule, other boys' games of note, what's ahead as far as important games in subsection games. That's all right ahead on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Pierce inbounds the ball to get things started. Second half now going right to left. It's Casper, Weber, Meyer, Skiba, and Bozer. And Johnny Casper with the first half points Johnny Casper with the bucket.
Basket by number four, Johnny Casper.
He's got eight, and it ties the game at 27. Now the first possession of the half for the Jaguars. Pioneers have gone zone now. No, they're matched up, man. It's just they're playing off of trust time. Height just gets inside, but shifted pivot foot, and that's a travel. Other conference games tonight. Eden Valley Watkins is in Holding Ford, Maple Lake at Howard Lake, and Kimball's at Rockford. Sartell's in Melrose. Sauk Center's home to ACGC. Upsala's at Isle. Osakis at West Central. Onania at Rush City. Glencoe Silver Lake has gone to New London Spicer. Staples Motley at CI tonight. Here's Casper, right side, now finds Meyer on the left side. Out top, here's Weber blowing by Trustheim inside. Skiba, basket and the foul. And the Pioneers have taken the lead. Skiba will shoot one. The foul is on Austin Trustheim. That's three. First Jaguar foul of the half. It comes 55 seconds into the half. Skiba for one. Piers 29, Jaguars 27. Free throw is long. Rebound. Bozer got it off a tip. He'll put it up and draw a foul. Bozer will shoot two. We'll see who this Jaguar foul. And that's on Lock, and that's three. That's one of those situations that causes the head coach's heart to jump up in his throat when you see a guy you're trying to get out to protect with fouls, and all of a sudden, before you can get a guy into the game, another foul is called. Bozer misses the free throw. And now we'll get Ryan Olmscheid in and Ryan Ilias in. Lock and Trustheim leave, both with three fouls, one for Bozer. Piers is now 2-for-6, now 3-of-7. That's 4 points for Noah, and the Pioneers have scored the first 5 points of the half, and they now lead by 3, 30-27. We've played a minute. Left side, this is in the hands of Ryan Olmscheid. Out top for Heintjes in the logo at midcourt. Pioneers defending man-to-man. Jaguars going left to right in front of us. Olmscheid out top. Three-pointer, Tenson. Tie game. Tenson drains a three.
Jacob Tenson.
Tenson's got five. And we are locked at 30 here. A minute and a half gone by. Tenson had a season-high 10 against Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg this year. He's halfway to that here. He's averaging 5.1 a game, so he's right there for the Jaguars. Here's Weber posting up on Heintjes, kicks it out for Casper. Now Weber comes outside and takes a pass. Weber got a screen from Skiba. Still with the dribble alive. Now Bozer, no, short. Skiba up above for the rebound. Muscles it up, and he's fouled. Robbie with a rebound, and he will go to the line for two free throws. Foul is called on Jake Fisher. That's two on Fisher. Third BBE foul of the half already. Two for Skiba. The senior, no, off to the left side. Robbie's 0-for-2 from the line. Now Zach Walls comes in for Fisher. .15-57 in regulation. 30-30. 31-30. Skiba got a friendly roll. Drops the second of two free throws in. He's got three. And the Jaguars bring it up with Heintjes for Olmscheid in front of the Jaguar bench. Back out for Walls. Walls skips it to the left corner. Tenson now against Weber. One dribble and stop. Inside, posting up. Heintjes trying to back down on Casper. Back out, Olmscheid will float it to the glass. Off, rebound Meyer. Michael hands it back to Casper, and the Pioneers look to run. Casper in transition to Bozer. Thought about a three. Now they throw it low. Skiba goes underneath, hit the bottom of the rim as he was defended well by Ryan Ilias inside. Now Heintjes off to Tenson, circling around to the left wing. 15-12 to play. 31-30 Pioneers for Olmscheid. Olmscheid holding it. Now out front, this is Walls near midcourt. Meyer defending him. Heintjes comes to the wing right side. Heintjes will try a long three. It's well off the mark. Rebound snatched by Bozer. Noah up the right sideline for Casper. Casper back to Bozer. Noah's three. That's off. Bozer missed it, and it's tracked down, though, by Johnny Casper. Another second chance here. Casper dribbles through a double team, finds Meyer for a 17-footer. That's off. Skiba with the rebound. He's tied up, and the arrow points to the Jaguars. BBE ball on the alternating arrow. And with 14:34 to go, Broderick Leshinsky will be brought in. And Bolzer will sit. So it's Casper, Weber, Meyer, Skiba, Leshinsky. Heinches with Olmscheid to his right. He comes around, handoff from Heinches to Olmscheid. Now Tenson left side, well out on the floor, left wing for Walls at the point. Right side, Ryan Olmscheid. Left hand into the lane, floater over Skiba, got it. Ryan Olmscheid.
14, Ryan Olmscheid.
And the ball tipped out of bounds by Heinches. That bucket by Olmscheid, his first two, has put in BBE ahead, 32-31. 14:09 left. Pass in sideline for Broderick Leshinsky. Leshinsky to the corner for Weber. Back to Broderick. Left side, Casper, left side. Now Nick Harold blows to the glass and scores. Olmscheid got beat off the dribble, and Harold's got his first two. Again, he sat for about 16 minutes of the half. 33-32 Pioneers. Here's Tenson backing down Weber. Somebody got a hand on that. I think it was Skiba going by. It deflects to Casper. He's going to kick it out. Leshinsky, three-pointer. That was short. Harold tracks down the rebound. Now Weber drives left side against Heinches and draws a foul. Heinches picks up his first, fourth team foul. Weber for two. Two shots for Weber.
His first.
Aaron is 1-for-1 in the ball game. He's got 8 points. The junior will make the first. 2-of-2 now. He needs one to hit, become the first in double figures for Piers. Heinches has 15 to lead all scorers. 34-32. And they're both good. 35-32. This past month, the Piers Knights of Columbus held their annual free throw contest. Kiara Olish was the 10-year-old girls champ. Kirby Fisher won the 10-year-old boys. Emily Ann Daler, the 11-year-old girls. Ryan Stuckmeyer, the 11-year boys. Roblin Austin, the 12-year-old girls. Peter Schomer, the 12-year-old boys. And the 13-year-olds, Hannah Creek and Brandon Stuckmeyer. And the 14-year-olds, Avi Leese and Preston Rushlow. Those winners go to the district competition here in Piers. And that comes up February 8th, 1 o'clock, free admission. Out front, Olmscheid with the ball. Piers 35, Jaguars 32. Heinches, ball handling, almost lost the handle, now gets it back. Working on Casper, little hesitation move, spins, lost the dribble, picks it back up again. Finds Illies for a 5-footer off. Casper tips the rebound, battle for, won by Trustheim, but he traveled. Turnover. And the ball goes over to Piers. It's a three-point lead, 35-32. Front court, here's Weber. Back to the basket. Spins right side. Stopped by Heinches. Back to Leshinsky. Leshinsky's pass stolen by Heinches. He'll go in and score. Heinches with 17 and a timeout for BBE. With 12:31 to play, it's Piers 35, Jaguars 34.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of
the Little... The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We've got ourselves a ball game here in Pierce tonight. Pierce 35, VBE 34, 12 and a half minutes to play in the second half. Pierce has the ball following the Jaguar timeout. They've got three left. Pierce has all of theirs left. Skiba, left side, Johnny Casper, man-to-man defensively by BBE. Pioneers work it to Leshinsky, right side. Weber open for a three. That's around and off. Harold tips the rebound out to the wing, but the Jaguars are there with Austin Trustheim. And here comes BBE trying to regain the lead. It's Olmscheid running the point. The sophomore guard defended by Leshinsky in a five-second call. Leshinsky forces a turnover. And Pierce will get it in front of the Jaguar bench. Skiba, Casper, Harold, Weber, Leshinsky, Ilias, Tenson, Heinches, Trustheim, and Olmscheid for the Jaguars. Here's Skiba in the paint, back to the basket. Kicks it out to Weber, left side Leshinsky. Skiba posting up again on Ilias, doesn't get the ball. Now Harold backing down Olmscheid, not there. Here's Casper to the baseline, up and in. Johnny with two.
Four, Johnny Casper.
And Casper's in double figures with 10. And it's a three-point lead again, 37-34. They trap Heinches out front. He keeps his dribble alive and now finds Ilias in the corner. Skip pass finds Olmscheid in the lane. He turns and missed it. Skiba, that was a good look, though, for Olmscheid. Little eight-footer in the paint. Back the other way comes Johnny. Pull-up jumper from 15 off. Rebound for Heinches. Heinches pressing the tempo. Free throw line. Now he backs out to the wing right side. Jaguars trail by three. It's in the hands of Trustheim right now with Weber defending. To the top for Ryan Ilias. Left side for Ryan Olmscheid. Tenson will try and tie it from the left. Good! Jacob Tenson has eight. We are tied at 37. And Casper brings it up court. Now it's Johnny one-on-one. Screen. Got it off to Weber. Back for Leshinsky in the wing. Skiba posting up on Ilias. Back out. It's Casper. Left wing, skip pass over for Broderick Leshinsky. Give and go to Weber off the glass. Missed it. Rebound tipped out, but a foul on Skiba over the back. That's three on Robbie. First foul on the Pioneers this half comes at the 10-11 mark. Into the ball game, Zach Wall sitting Ryan Olmscheid. 37 apiece. Again, Pierce won by 24 at Bruton before Christmas. Jaguars have lost their last nine, but they're not playing like they're a team on a nine-game losing streak and shorthanded tonight. Out top, Heinches. Heinches driving on Casper. Floats short. Rebound, Skiba. Now tipped away. Loose ball rolling over to Johnny. Up the left side comes Harold. Doesn't have numbers. Stops on the wing. Oh, pass across the way. Picked off by Trustheim. He saw that one coming. Now it's Heinches down to the left corner. Front court for the Jaguars. Hands the ball to Trustheim. He found a seam and his hammer going up. No! They call a charge as Skiba takes the charge. The foul on Austin Trustheim, his fourth. Boy, it looked like he had a clean path to the basket when Robbie Skiba stepped in and took the charge. And Chris Anderson asking for an explanation. Brendan Locke will return, I would assume, for Trustheim. Coach Anderson still talking with the official as play waits. Now we're ready to resume. 9:31 in regulation. Pioneers with Casper at midcourt. Top of the key. Got a screen from Meyer. Drives. Float. Five-footer off. Good. Off the glass, I should say. That is six in each half for a total of 12 for the junior guard. Johnny Casper puts Piers up 39-37. Coming up on 9 minutes. Lock now. Out top for Tenson. Tenson's had a nice game with 8 points. He averages five. Here's Heinches driving and scoring and drawing a foul. Heinches for an and-one chance to try and put the Jaguars ahead. Casper on the foul, his second. Second team foul. Heinches shoots 72%. This is the first free throw the Jaguars have shot tonight. And BBE has taken the lead. That's 20 for Tanner Heinches. 40-39 Jaguars. Back and forth we've gone here tonight. 5 points, the biggest lead, and that was early for Piers at 13-8. Casper, Meyer, Weber, Skiba, and Bozer for Piers. Tenson, Heinches, Ilias, Locke, and Walls for the Jaguars. Here is a miss by Weber, followed up, miss by Skiba, rebound for Brendan Locke. Two chances, 0 points for the Pioneers. Now Heinches got his defender Casper off his feet, but opted not to shoot. 8:25 to play. Ilias left side in front of the student section here at Piers. Whistle, foul away from the ball. Tenson and Bozer collided. I think Noah's going to get the foul here. It is Noah Bozer with his second. Third team foul. Pass in underneath for Heinches. Flips it in out front for Zach Walls. 8:15 to play. 40-39 BBE. To the top for Locke. Now Heinches. Tanner guarded by Casper. Step back three. In! That rattled through the cage. And Heinches filling it up with 23. Casper on the other end drives and scores on Heinches. Timeout Piers. We got a dandy going here. Jaguars 43, Pioneers 41 with 7:57 to play.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Back at the Memorial Athletic Center, here's the game reset for you. We've got 7:57 left, second half. Jaguars of BBE 43, Piers 41. Five team fouls on the Jaguars, three on Piers. Piers four timeouts left, three for the Jaguars. Next held ball belongs to Pioneers. Now it's Tenson, front court. Guarded by Michael Meyer, who's in the lineup, out of the timeout. Right side for Heinches, guarded by Casper. Trying to take him off the dribble on the baseline drive, and they're going to get a pushing foul on Johnny. Johnny with his third foul. Fourth team foul. Heinches just got the angle, lowered that shoulder with his right-hand dribble drive, and Johnny couldn't help but foul him there as they collided on the baseline. Heinches will throw it in now. Finds Walls out at the top of the key. 7:35. Now Heinches rotates out front. Jaguars by two with the ball. Left side, Brendan Locke. Lock, guarded by Skiba, finds his way to the top where he shoots and scores. Brendan Lock from 18. His first basket of the night, and the Jaguars have their biggest lead, 45-41, 7:12 to go. Weber for Casper, right side. Back to Weber, left side in front of the Pioneer bench. Give and go with Skiba. Left baseline now, not there for Weber. Three-pointer, Aaron online and good. Weber. That's 13 for Weber. And that cuts the lead to one. 45-44 Jaguars. Heinches, good head fake. Gets him right to the rim and he draws a foul. Just a little bob of the head. Hesitation. And he will shoot two. Bolzer, the foul, his third. Fifth team foul. At the line, Heinches. He has shot and made the only free throw that the Jaguars have attempted tonight. He's got 23. He still has 23. That one was long. Back in is Austin Trustheim for Zach Walls. One for Heinches to make it a two-point game. 6:48 to play. He got it. And off the made three throw, Ryan Olmscheid will come in for Tenson. Jaguars 46, Pierce 44. Pierce with the ball, down two. Front court comes Casper with Heinches on him. Weber comes around left side. Guarded by Trustheim. Aaron back for Bozer. Noah holding it over his head. Right corner, Meyer. Michael lobs inside Skiba. Out on the block. Trying to shoot with the left hand off. Heinz's rebound. And here comes BBE with the lead and the ball. Long three. Good. Heinz's deep three. 27 for Heinz's. And it's a five-point Jaguar lead, 49-44. Now Casper, hesitation, his baseline wraparound pass, finds Skiba, he missed everything, and here comes Heinches. Heinches, poked from behind, still with the dribble though, feeling it, leans in on Weber, contact, they play on, Casper lead pass ahead, Weber scores it, and Heinches will pick up the foul. Jaguar fans hoping for a foul on their end, but didn't get it. And then Heinches picks up a foul trying to track down Weber. His second, sixth team foul. 5:44 to go. Weber will shoot one. They'll try and cut it to two. Here's the free throw. It's good. 16 for Weber. Jaguars 49, Pioneers 47, 5:41 to play. Heinches got a screen from Locke, and then Skiba will reach in and foul. Boy, it is heating up here in Piers. Robbie with the foul, his fourth.
Foul's called at number 23, Robbie Skiba.
That fourth. Evens things at six team fouls apiece. It'll be bonus free throws the rest of the ball game for both teams. Here comes Broderick Leshinsky in, and he will replace Robbie Skiba. Pass in Heinches, front court sideline, in for Trustheim. Jaguars by 2, 5.5 minutes left. They hold the ball out for Locke, right side. Drives on Meyer, stops to Olmscheid, back to Locke in the corner. Locke, who just hit about an 18-footer, gives the ball back to Olmscheid. Olmscheid motions Locke to come up to the wing. Now gets him the ball. Guarded by Meyer. Starts his dribble to the baseline. Whistle, timeout, BBE. Coach Anderson saw it kind of stagnating a little bit, so he'll use one of his timeouts with the score. Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa 49, Pierce 47. We've got 5:08 left in regulation tonight in Pierce.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and YouAreTheirSports.com.
5:08 in regulation. Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa 49, Piers 47. Jaguars now two timeouts left. They've got the ball underneath with Heinches. Looking, firing it out front. Got it through to Trustheim. Off balance, tipped by Meyer. Trustheim again, no. Illies tips it out of bounds off Weber. It's Jaguar ball underneath left side. Jaguars by two. Pass in for Heinches. Flips it into the corner for Trustheim. Trustheim. One dribble and stop. Coming around to help him is Heinches. Fires a three. Long rebound. Meyer tips out to Nick Harold. Here comes Harold with Olmscheid defending. Nick off balance. Missed it. Rebound. Loose whistle. Oh, they got a technical foul has been called on Matt Pepping. A technical foul has been issued to the Pioneer coach. A technical foul against Coach Pepping. And that will be two free throws and the ball for the Jags. It comes at the 4:45 mark. Heinches will shoot him. 2 for 3 tonight. 75% on the season makes it. 28 for Heinches. He shoots one more. Got them both. That is a team foul, so it's 7 fouls on Piers. Now the Jaguars get the ball. BBE basketball. On the baseline. Heinches' season high is 32 at Sox Center. He's got 29 tonight. Heinches into the front court. Underneath, threw it away. Through the hands of Trustheim. Turnover. 51-47. And now we have a whistle and an official time. And now a bench warning is being given to the Pioneers. You rarely see a technical and then a warning. It usually is the other way around. So, temper getting a little warm here tonight. 4.5 minutes to play. Piers is down 4, 51-47. Weber, right wing, guarded, inside, Meyer, Michael, missed it. Rebound, Heinches. Give and go, didn't work. Heinches comes up court now as Robbie Skiba prepares to check in. 4:10 to play. Heinches almost had it stolen away. Got it back. Now driving, dishing. Trustheim from 12, in and out. Bozer had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Jaguars keep it. And now Skiba is in. Here comes Tenson back for the Jags. Meyer will leave for Piers. Who's coming out for BBE? It's Locke. 4 minutes exactly, show on the clock. Off the inbound to get it into the corner for Jacob Tenson. Tenson, dribble drive, stops out front. Rotating right side, Ryan Ilias. Back for Tenson, guarded by Bozer. Lowers the shoulder, almost pushed off. Still with his dribble. And the rebound, or loose ball. Ilias saved it in. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by the Jaguars. Now it's tipped away and stolen by Skiba. Here comes Casper. Casper is bumped, and they'll get a Heinches foul. That's 3 on Tanner Heinches. 1-1 for Johnny Casper, excuse me. 7 fouls on the Jaguars. 3 personal on Heinches. At the line, Johnny Casper. 1 of 2 tonight. Johnny on the season is a 57% free throw shooter. Casper, whistle, and the horn blew as Casper was having the ball and ready to shoot. He made the free throw, but it doesn't count. And that will just infuriate the Pioneer coaches even more. One first and for Casper, good. Now he'll shoot the second as Locke comes in. 51-48 the score. Locke replaces Jacob Tenson. 3:36 in regulation. Casper for one. He's got 15 points. He's got 16. That ties his season high. He had 16 against Bram. Casper, oh, they're going to call Heinches for a push-off. Heinches picks up his fourth. Heinches gets whistled for a push-off, a little forearm. Turnover, and that's a big foul for Coach Anderson's leading scorer. Four on Heinches. Pierce down two with the ball. Casper, baseline drive, stop, whipped it out for Bozer. Harold, left side now. Harold off the dribble. Back to the corner. Nick now for Weber in front of the Pioneer bench. 3:15 to play. Casper, one-on-one. Got a screen. Pull up, float, high off the glass. No. Illies tips the rebound to Brendan Locke. Jaguars have the ball and a two-point lead. Heinches. Midcourt now with 3:03, hounded by Casper. Still with the dribble. Whips it nicely inside. Bucket. Trust time. 10 for Austin Trust time. And it's 53-49. A drive. Casper doesn't make it, but a blocking foul. And Heinches is in the area. But I think it's going to be Brendan Locke. It is number 22, Brendan Locke's fourth. Ninth team foul. Casper back to the line to shoot two. So now Locke has four and Heinches has four. Locke will leave. Jacob Tenson returns. This is two shots for Casper. That is the ninth team foul, so it'll be double bonus now for the Pioneers. Casper's 3-for-4. Free throw is good. That is a season-high 17 points for Johnny Casper tonight. Cuts the lead to 3, 53-50, 2:48 to play. Pierce, four timeouts left, two for the Jaguars. Next held ball goes to Pierce. Free throw is up and good. Casper has made his last five from the line. Here come the Jaguars with Tenson, front court. Two-point ball game. Jacob Tenson for Ryan Ilias. The chant of defense roars from the Pioneer crowd. Here's Heinches working on Casper. Crossover, floater, teardrop, short. Rebound, Bozer for Pierce. Up court, Harold. Harold got a screen from Skiba. Throws it out front to Bozer. Three-pointer for the lead. Good! Bozer has given Pierce the lead. 54-53, Noah Bozer. Now Heinches for three. Yes! Heinches stares down the student section as he hits a three. 56-54 Jags. Casper dribble back to Harold. His three. No, long rebound. Skiba tips it to Bozer to keep it alive. Bozer from 26, way outside and out of bounds. 1:50 to go. Jaguars 56, Pioneers 54. Pierce wants a timeout. A wild game tonight. Jaguars by two. Coming down to the end. We'll be back to the Memorial Athletic Center after this.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We are back in Piers. Jaguars 56, Pioneers 54, a minute 50 to play. Jaguars have the ball. Full court pressure. They get it into Jacob Tenzin. Tenzin guarded by Bozer. They clear out for Tenzin. He's got it across the line to the wing right side. Put the ball on the floor with both hands. That should have been a travel. That should have been a travel. You can't do that. Here's Heinches inside. Basket of the foul. Heinches draws contact, got it to drop. The foul on Weber, his first. That is a career high 34 for Heinches tonight. One shot for the junior. Still with 34. Rebound, Skiba. Jaguars with a minute and a half, lead by four, 58-54 on the road in Piers. Here's Weber, give and go. Skiba inside, back for Weber, three-pointers up and in and out. Rebound, Heinches. Jaguars with the ball. Heinches dribbles through Bozer and Weber, and then he's fouled. And Heinches goes to the line. He's the guy that Coach Anderson wants to have the ball. Bozer, his fourth. Team fouls are now at nine apiece. So every foul now is two shots. Heinches, the only Jaguar that has shot free throws tonight. He is 4 for 6. 35 points. He got it. 1:15 to play. It's a 5-point BBE lead, 59-54. Coach Anderson has two timeouts left. Coach Pepping has three. Second, good. Heinches has given the Jaguars their biggest lead, 60-54. Now Weber, right side. It's a two-possession game. Harold for Weber out top. Weber back for Harold. Now Bozer at the point. Noah's three is up and long. Rebound, Heinches in the corner. Wraps it around for Ilias. Back for Heinches. Trapped in the corner and fouled. No, he got a timeout. Timeout as Heinches was trapped for a moment, and Coach Anderson alertly calls the timeout. We're down to 56 seconds in regulation. Jaguars will have the ball when we come back.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Piers Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Piers Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Jaguars using their fourth timeout. They have one left. There is under a minute left to play. BBE 60, Piers 54. Jaguars have the ball across the way on the sideline near the corner, about a quarter court up the sideline. Tenzin will inbounds. He's got Ryan Olmscheid taking the pass. Olmscheid now scoops it over for Heinches. Got around Harold. Front court now. Whips it underneath. Trust time is open and scores. 8-point lead. 62-54. Pioneers to Casper for Weber. Weber drives. Pull up jumper. Around it in for Weber. Timeout Piers. A timeout for Piers will use a timeout, but it's still a 6-point lead for the Jaguars, and they've got possession when we come back.
Good.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
35 seconds left to play. Jaguars ball, baseline, length of the court to go. Full court pressure, 62-56. They get it in to Ohmschild, to Trustheim, now to Heinches. Heinches in the backcourt. Pioneers scrambling, not fouling. Heinches across midcourt with 26. Now they get it to Tenson, and he is fouled by Nick Harold.
Number three, Nick Harold.
And Jacob Tenson will shoot two. Tenson tonight has 8 points. He is a 46% free throw shooter. The first, in and out. 23.9 seconds. This is a big free throw. It makes it a three-possession game. Right now, it's a six-point lead for the Jaguars. One for Tenson. It's good. Seven-point lead. Ahead to midcourt to Casper with 22. Pull-up three. Bangs off the glass. Rebound to the corner. Ohmschild's got it fouled. And the Jaguars closing in on a road victory. 16 seconds. Robbie Skiba will foul out. He ends with 3 points. Kyle Becker will come in. And to the line, Ryan Ohmschild, the 5'11 sophomore, 2 points. He is 57% this year, makes it. 64-56 with 16 seconds remaining. One for Ohmschild. Got them both. Here comes Casper. Casper ahead. Harold will put up a three. Good with 12 seconds and a timeout. Piers will use a timeout. But time is running out. Just 11.7 seconds left. When we come back, Jaguars will have the ball by leading by six.
If you're looking for new appliances, be sure to stop in and check out what we have at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Did you know we offer a full line of GE appliances? Whether it's to replace a broken down dishwasher or upgrade your whole kitchen, we can help. Plus, we offer delivery, setup, and haul away of your old appliances. If you're in the market for an appliance, don't forget to stop in and check out our full line of GE appliances at Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls. And attention all Party Line listeners, mention Party Line and receive free delivery, installation, and haul away on any new appliance.
Jaguars 65, Pioneers 59, 11.7 out of the timeout. Trust time into Tenson. Pioneers will reach in and pick up a quick foul. We're down to 9.7 seconds left and free throws for Tenson. Casper the foul, his fourth.
Johnny Casper, his fourth.
And at the line, Jacob Tenson, one of two, 9 points. His season high is 10. He had that against Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. Up and good. 10 points for Tenson. Leshinsky comes in for Weber. 66-59. Jaguars. This game was 27-25 BBE at half. Piers had a late three that put him by one, but that didn't last. There's a miss. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Trustheim. It'll stay with Piers or go to Piers. But this one is all but done. The Jaguars are going to win in Piers tonight. Casper takes the ball back to Bozer. Long three, short. Casper misses the follow-up. Tip-up by Harold will go at the buzzer. But the final score, Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa, 66. Piers, 61. The Jaguars knock off the Pioneers on the road tonight And our post-game show begins next.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New tier activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Pierce and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
We're back at the Memorial Athletic Center, where the Belgrade Brutinel Rosa Jaguars defeat the Pioneers by 5 tonight, 66-61. Coach Pepping, how frustrating is this ball game for you? Can you put it into words?
Not really. Just really frustrating. Tough loss for the kids. We didn't play hard. We weren't focused from the get-go.
We talked in the pregame about Tanner Heintjes' ability to just create and kind of play playground-style basketball in the Pioneers. He was just nonstop energy out there, both ends of the court. Pioneers just did not have a counter for him, a career-high 36 for him.
Yeah, he took over. He made some tough shots, too. Johnny had a hand in his face, and he stepped back and made some tough shots. So, yeah, he was the best player on the floor tonight.
Pioneers never did get an inside game going, especially they had guys out of the lineup. They had some young guys in, guys like Ryan Ilias, just a freshman in there, Zach Walls. Locke was in foul trouble. Pioneers were not able to take advantage inside tonight.
Yeah, it was really physical down low, and they were more physical than us, and they didn't call much, so that worked against us.
Pioneers back in action tomorrow afternoon. Painesville, short turnaround. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Put that out of the minds. Get back and come back with a better effort tomorrow.
Yep.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Pepping, we'll see you over in Painesville. Pioneers drop this one 66-61 at home tonight to the Jaguars of BBE. Pierce is now just 1-6 at home. They have not fared well on their home court. For the Jaguars, we talked about it, 36, a career high for Tanner Heintjes tonight. 15 in the first half, 21 in the second half. For the rest of the squad, a dozen tonight for Austin Trustheim. Trustheim, with his 12-point game, gave the Jaguars 2 in double figures. Jacob Tenzin with 10 tonight, 3 in double figures. 4 for Ryan Olmscheid. 2 for Brendan Locke. 2 for Zach Walls. Jaguars did not shoot a free throw in the first half. In the second, they cash in on 10 of 14 opportunities. For the Pioneers, they are led tonight by Johnny Casper. I'm going to see if I can get Coach Anderson up here. Chris, you want to join me here quick? This is a big win for his team here, so we're going to ask Coach Anderson, who will oblige me here, to come on up here and join me here on Press Roll as the Jaguars come to Pierce tonight with an impressive 66-61 victory. And Coach, hats off to your squad tonight. Little short-handed coming in. they hadn't fared well. You're on a long losing streak. But, boy, what an effort by your guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, they really stuck together. They never gave up, and they believed from the opening tip they could do this. Great team effort.
He didn't score tonight, but I thought one of your most valuable players was freshman Ryan Ilias inside.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, great energy guy. He hasn't had a lot of varsity experience, so we weren't too sure what we were going to get out of him tonight, but he did a great job inside just getting deflections and working hard.
Tanner Heinches, we talked about it. Boy, when he goes off in a big way in a career-high 36 for your junior guard tonight.
Yeah, Tanner really wanted it tonight. He wanted to play. He wanted to win. We had some great fans here from BBE
yep.
that gave us support, and we just built possession on possession for success.
Mentally, what does this do for a team that was riding a long winning streak, hadn't won since the Christmas break? What kind of pressure do you feel off the shoulders of the program right now?
You know, it feels good to win,
yep.
obviously. But, you know, I didn't really feel a lot of pressure coming in.
Okay.
We knew that we were playing well. And that's and things finally went our way a little bit tonight, you know. And our defense really showed. Piers had a great effort throughout the entire game. And, you know, they're going to have a game tomorrow, so they yep. got to bounce back here.
Coach, congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach Chris Anderson of the Jaguars here. His team comes to Piers, and they'll have a nice ride home. They leave with a five-point win, 66-61. They are now 2-8 in the CMC. They snap a nine-game losing streak, and they are 4-15 on the season. Next up for the Jaguars, they'll have a home game against Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta. And that'll be on Tuesday. They go to Holdingford on Thursday and at Melrose Friday. So it's a three-game week next week for the Jaguars. Home to Morris Tuesday, on the road at Holdingford Thursday at Melrose, where Coach Anderson coached the girls squad last year. So he'll return to his old stomping grounds there as the head coach of the boys team at BBE. Against a very good Melrose Dutchman team. 18 apiece for Johnny Casper and Aaron Weber tonight. 7 each for Nick Harold and Noah Bozer. 6 for Michael Meyer. 3 for Robbie Skiba. 2 for Broderick Leshinsky. Pioneers 11 of 16 from the free throw line. For the Pioneers now. See you, Mike. Pioneers will go back on the road tomorrow. They will travel over to Painesville for a 2:30 varsity start. I guess that would mean the JV 1 o'clock against the Painesville Bulldogs tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that for you here on YouAreThereSports.com. After tomorrow, as we look ahead to next week, Pioneers will head to Eden Valley Watkins Thursday next week. And then there's been a boys basketball scheduling change. On your schedule, it'll say February 10th, a Tuesday, Holdingford, but move that up a day. It'll be Monday the 9th because section wrestling will be going on here on that night, Tuesday the 10th. So the boys game with Holdingford is now February 9th. That's a Monday night here at Piers. Disappointing night for the Pioneer boys. A team they beat by 24, albeit the big asterisk, no Tanner Heinches, and Heinches goes off for 36 tonight. As the Pioneers fall at home for the sixth time in 7 games. 3-7 in the conference, and they are a game under 500 now, 9-10. They'll try and get back to even tomorrow afternoon when they go to Painesville. Join us then for that, won't you? As the Pioneer Boys basketball returns to YouAreThereSports.com for a 2:30 tip-off from the home of the Bulldogs, Painesville. Until then, I'm Rick Grammon saying good night, everyone. We'll see you in Painesville tomorrow.